Welcome to the Good Fight Radio Show, a program dedicated to bringing you vital and uncompromised truths that you won't hear in the mainstream media, discussing contemporary issues in light of the Bible and how these issues relate to family, culture, and the church. The heart of this show is to glorify Jesus Christ and expose the works of darkness as he is commanded in Ephesians 5:11. Now here's your host, Good Fight Ministries' own Chad Davidson.
Welcome back to the Good Fight Radio Show. I'm your host, Chad Davidson of Good Fight Ministries. And with me, as always, the president and founder of Good Fight Ministries and pastor of Blessed Hope Chapel in Simi Valley, California, Pastor Joe Schimmel. How are we doing today?
Praising God.
Praise the Lord. Also with us, as always, is the show's producer, Tony Palacio. How are you doing today, bro?
I'm doing awesome. I'm coexisting with you guys in Jesus.
Oh, you and
bearing my lead.
Yes, Tony is bearing our lead a little bit. You know, this is a subject I have wanted to talk about for quite a while, actually. And in fact, I was going to have Nico out on the street soon asking people with these stickers a few questions, because we're going to talk about biblically if we should accept this. And we're also going to talk about the bankruptcy of the very foundation or understanding or philosophy behind this ridiculous idea of coexisting. Because the fact is, if you have driven around, I'm sure you've probably seen a sticker on the back of a car, coexist, coexist. And you may have seen Bono wearing a bandana with the words coexist over his head, or even professing Christian basketball coaches like Doc Rivers of the Clippers. You know, he would have.
Chad, you say the Clippers with disdain. Can tell you're a Laker fan, bro.
Well, sadly, I will say the reason why I found him wearing a hat with coexist on it was because he was at a Cowboys game. So, but nonetheless, I did see that there, and I saw
that
him
coexist
wearing that
symbol on your screen right there. Has Cowboy colors, bro? Right, say it.
Yeah, he's closer to Dodger, sadly. So that's not Dodgers, even as good either. But nonetheless, guys, I'm sure you've seen the sticker, coexist. So we want to talk about that. And if you guys haven't, I'm actually, some of the symbols, I'm not all that, I don't really know what all of them are, but basically it starts off with the crescent moon that means Islam. It goes into the peace sign, which means hippieism. Then it goes into the E, which is only two genders, by the way. then it goes into using the X. It uses the symbol of Judaism.
Jewish star.
I believe it is using some sort of, the I is some sort of, it may be Hasidic or of some nature, and then the yin and the yang, and then ending with the cross. And so when we see
last but not least, for them, it'll be first. That's right.
Oh, it will be first and last, by the way. But nonetheless, when we look at this idea, let's just unwrap that a little bit. Do you think that we simply should just coexist with the other religions? Is that what we're called to be as Christians, coexisters?
Well, not the way they would say that we ought to coexist, because right now it's popular with postmodernism. You know, you can't have, there's no belief in objective truth. And many that are in the coexist movement believe that, you know, hey, a lot of things are myth and we could just all get along and use these things to, you know, to just learn to just get along with one another. Others believe that, hey, we're all serving the same God. We just have different expressions of our faith, which is also not biblical. So it depends. There's a lot of different viewpoints in this coexist movement, you know, but it's kind of interesting because Bono, who claims to be a Christian, right? And if you're listening to this podcast and you're probably like, oh, Bono is a Christian, isn't he? You have to check out, we did a whole video. I wasn't planning on telling Tony to link it originally, but I thought I should. He can link to it. We did a whole video on Bono that will be absolutely eye-popping, where we show how he has snaked his way in the church, and he has been a false prophet for years, and he's led a lot of what's called the emergent church, the de facto prophet of the emergent church movement, which led potentially millions of Christians astray.
Yeah, and he's even used the book from C.S. Lewis and taken some of the characters, and you point that out,
yeah,
using the demons and actually playing out the parts in real life.
Right, that's right. Screw tape letters and so forth. He's actually used them, and he's given some good hints along the way as advice as to how he can deceive Christians, we believe. Anyway, we give a lot of evidence of that that'll blow your mind. Anyway, Bono with his headband, he has a coexist. So you alluded to that, Chad. His was just the C, which is very popular that Christians use, the three Abrahamic faiths, as they're called, the crescent moon for Islam, and then the middle X is the Jewish star, and then the T is the cross. others I've seen as well. The one that you've shown is the most popular one used by many, many people. But I've seen another one with the coexist symbol with the crescent moon in the beginning again. Then the next one, the O, the yin and the yang symbol. And then the middle, the X, the coexist star, or I'm sorry, the Jewish star. And then I is the Ankh, the Egyptian Ankh, you know. And then the next symbol is a Crowleyan Wiccan symbol used by Wicca. And then the T, of course, is the cross again. So we're looking at those who are merging these things together as though, and it's more than just, hey, let's coexist and love each other. We as Christians believe we're to love pagans. Amen.
Live peaceably.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're called to, you know, we believe that we have a command from our God to love people the way we love ourselves, you know, love our neighbor as ourselves. So we have a mandate from our God, our creator. And we also believe that our creator, our God, died, became a man to pay for their sins. So we're even commanded to love our enemies, those that turn against us and want to chop our heads off or act in jihad against us. We need to love them with every part of our being still. So we do believe in loving others and being kind and gracious to people. I've been witnessing since I became a Christian, and I try to always be gracious to the person I'm talking to. Even if they're very ungracious back, mean-spirited, I'll pray while I'm witnessing. Lord, help me just love this person, you know? Because guess what? I used to be that guy, you know, especially when they're belligerent. That was me before the faith, you know? So, but when they're talking about coexist, many of them, they want to coexist in such a way where we try to respect each other's. And I'll care for the person, but I'm not going to respect the lies.
Amen.
They want us to respect their beliefs, and they want to not have, they don't want to get any kind of feeling that you might disagree with them. And for coexistence for them means that you never disagree or you never speak up. As Christians, we have to speak up. If we believe that people are perishing and that they're believing a false system, a works system of salvation, or they're opening themselves up to demonic spirits like in the New Age movement and many other religious systems, and we don't speak up, we're not loving them. So they would think that we're not loving them perhaps, but from our standpoint, love speaks the truth. In fact, all the apostles almost were killed because of sharing their faith. Jesus, who is the truth, was hated because of sharing the truth, and the disciples after the apostles and onward, there were many, many persecutions since.
You know, it's really interesting because since I've seen this as a believer, the first thing that it just came to me looking at it was that it has the facade of pluralism when really it's totalitarianism. Because what it really is you need to practice your faith under my requirements. Because the fact is because I'm sure they would not like to coexist with me when I'm explaining the gospel and that they are sinners and that they are going to go to hell if they do not turn from their sin and place their trust in Jesus. And so when I see coexist, I think that is walking hypocrisy. I think it's just a lie. It is absolutely has nothing to do with actually coexisting, because the fact is from the beginning to the end and in the middle, all of them think they're right. Muslims believe they're right. Jews believe they're right. Well, some they don't really care. In all honesty, yeah, that's just true. Right. But when it comes to the Muslim faith, the fact is that go try to coexist in Saudi Arabia. Go try to coexist somewhere else with your beliefs, including, which I'm sure, you know, that most people holding up these coexist signs also believe in gay marriage, also don't mind the practice of homosexuality, probably don't mind, they don't want to coexist with the babies in the womb that are being murdered.
That's right.
And this is typically what they are really about. And it reminds me much more of the Romans. And
yeah, I was just thinking about Roman pluralism.
Roman pluralism.
Under Pax Romana.
And you can be a Christian. All you have to say is Caesar is Yahweh.
That's exactly what
just
I was thinking
about. Just coexist with Caesar. And once you're coexisting with Caesar and he is Yahweh, now you can go and practice your religion. And I believe when you read the early church, you see that the struggle for them was not if somebody could leave and do that and forfeit their faith, but the struggle was, would they ever be allowed back? And you can understand, while someone is having their family murdered and saying, I will not bow down. I will only bow to Jesus. And then somebody else runs away and then wants to come back. You can understand why they have a struggle with that, in all honesty, just from you know, us understanding how that would work. It would be really hard when you're watching people being slaughtered in your church and women raped and for not denying their faith, and you see people denying their faith and being like, let's have communion next week. You know, it'd be pretty difficult.
Yeah, and in Pax Romana, the whole idea was this idea of taking over other people groups, other nations, and Pax Romana was Roman peace, so you would allow, they'd have to pay their taxes. You'd even let them worship in some cases, not in all cases, but the Jews could keep their Judaism going and so forth, and as long as it was an insurrection and what have you. But as the church grew, and there's this pluralistic idea, it was okay for the Gnostics and the mystery religions to imbibe Jesus into their faith, you know? And they were friendly toward their own version of Jesus, a twisted version, Gnostic versions of Jesus, for instance. Yet, as long as Jesus was not considered the highest, you know, or depending on what Gnostic group you're talking about, but in Roman pluralism, you could believe in Jesus for some of the Roman emperors, many of them actually, if you go through church history, but if you believe that he was higher than Caesar, or if you refuse to give a pinch of incense to Caesar as God or confess him as Lord, you were dead meat in many cases. In a lot of cases, Christians were tolerated. There's times, I mean, you could go through some of the church fathers, some of the guys we quote, you know, Justin Martyr, you know, put to death. Others were in exile a number of times. You know, they'd come back when the coast was clear and so forth. Chrysostom even had some struggles, and, you know, we could go on and on with these guys. But there was a lot of persecution in the name of pluralism. Jesus is okay as long as you don't. Now, he's not okay, guys. It's my point with these folks. In the coexist movement, they want everybody to just believe, but as soon as you start sharing that Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and life, no one comes to the Father but through me, then you're accused of not coexisting, okay? Because he's the only way. Or if he says, I'm the door, you know, I'm the way to the sheepfold. And anybody went any other way in the past, he says, is a robber and a thief, and the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I've come that you might have life, and you might have more abundantly, John 10. Then all of a sudden, you're the enemy. And I'm telling you right now, you'll see in the coexist movement, they coexist with everybody that believes pretty much how they believe about deities.
Right.
As long as you believe that God is the father of all these faiths, or as long as you believe that they're pretty much equal, or we respect each other's beliefs as being valid in certain ways, that's the way they often speak, then we could coexist together. But as soon as you don't dot your I's and cross their T's the way they want you to, they're not so friendly all of a sudden.
They even have a sticker that's similar to coexist that says tolerance using the same symbolism, and it's just amazing.
Don't
how
the liberals
they would
preach tolerance?
It's so ironic.
The most hateful
it's
people
so
to
ironic.
Christians.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the liberals, you know? Listen, this is a Coexist Foundation, a British charity organization which started in 2006. They say, quote, the aim is to work towards the establishment of better understanding between Jews, Christians, and Muslims by means of education, dialogue, and research. And it comes down, a lot of it's the dialogue until you get to this, you know, this mindset to where you have this cognitive dissonance, where you just reduce a friendly discussion down to the lowest, most base common denominators. And then with Christianity, if you do that, then you're just aligning certain morals that you might agree with, and you lose Jesus in the end. The Coexist Foundation is dedicated, they state, to building religious literacy and bringing people of different backgrounds together across divides, with headquarters in Washington, D.C., of course, and London, England. Coexist operates internationally to help create cross-cultural understanding. So what you'd be doing is you'd be hanging out, you'd be, you worship Kali, you know, or Krishna, or whoever. Are you talking to a Wiccan? Okay, you worship this goat-headed god, okay. You worship us, or you're with a Satanist. What if the coexist symbol comes out and has an upside-down pentagram and a Nazi swastika in it? Where do you draw the lines? Right. Now listen to Exodus 23:13. Imagine we're all in this coexist discussion, and today you guys are all listening to this podcast, and you realize, Chad and Tony and Pastor Joe, they all believe they're going to coexist with these other religions now and be friendly to the other gods and give them their place. And then you hear this discussion, and we're talking in a, you know, kind way about these other gods. And, I can see where you can really get inspired by believing in that god. And we talk like that. Guess what we'd be doing? We'd be violating scripture. Listen to Exodus 23:13. Now, concerning everything which I have said to you, be on your guard and do not mention the name of other gods, nor let them be heard from your mouth. Now, it's interesting. We're warned in the scripture that we're not to speak of these other gods. Now, he's not saying not to speak of them when you're condemning them. Otherwise, Moses would be contradicting himself because he brings up the names of these false gods, just as we did. You can come against them and teach that these things are false. We're to have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. But you're not to bring them up in a cavalier manner as though they're acceptable, or, you know, even these false teachers as though, yeah, you know, a Buddha said this, you know, and I know he's not a real prophet of God, but he has a lot of valuable words. You know what, Muhammad, we don't believe that he was a prophet of God, but he said some really good things. Listen to what he said here. That's dangerous stuff, because by doing that, you lend yourself toward creating a bridge into false teaching and total apostasy and ultimate damnation for people whose ears might be allured by the spirit of deception.
And I think if you look at scripture, if there's any time where we see any of the apostles walking into coexisting, walking into people coexisting, you'd have to look at Mars Hill. Yep. And it literally mentions different philosophies that Paul went there, and he had a grasp of these things.
That's right.
It wasn't like he remained ignorant, because some people, they, oh, I don't care about that stuff. Paul used their own philosophy against them, the Stoics and the Epicureans.
Right. Quoted them.
And he, yeah, exactly. He quoted them. And when he went into Mars Hill, he told them where the one true God was. And he explained to them. And he also, if you guys really look at it and you understand some of the philosophy that he was debating against in that situation, when he was basically telling them, hey, it doesn't matter. It's not just the upper class that God, you know, pays attention to. No, the one true God, it doesn't matter who you are, where you're from, where you live, you've been placed there. In fact, you right now sitting, whatever state, whatever city, whatever family you've been born into, whatever time you've been born into, you've been born there for one reason. And that is that you grope, seek and find
Amen.
God. That's exactly why you're there. And Paul smacked all the coexist stickers down and burnt them.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because it's in that passage too that he says, I recognize, and most translations will say very religious
and,
but it is daemon worshipers, and they recognize their daemons as gods. The scriptures recognize their daemons as demons, you know? And then Paul says specifically, after he speaks to these guys, he says, God calls every one of you, that means each and every one of these guys,
Amen.
To repent, you know, and he's fixed a day whereby he'll judge you through the Lord Jesus Christ, you know? And it's important to understand that that's how Paul coexisted. He said that Jesus is the one who is, you know, he's Lord. The true God created the heavens and the earth, and he wants you to find him in salvation, but you have to repent. In Deuteronomy 7:25, we read, the graven images of their idols, you are to burn with fire. How well would that go in a coexist meeting, by the way? Oh, wait, you know what? Can you guys gather all your idols here? And then you lighter fluid match. And I'm not saying to do that. I'm just saying, this is what it
Let's
says.
Let's do it spiritually.
Supposed to do with yeah, exactly. If you have these idols, yes, definitely burn them in your outside your home in a safe way if it's legal. If not, just crush them or whatever. The graven images of their gods you are to burn with fire. You shall not covet the silver or the gold that is on them. And isn't that interesting? You didn't want to get the gold that was associated with them, nor take it for yourselves, or you will be snared by it. For it is an abomination to the Lord your God. A lot of times when we do a presentation, they sold their souls for rock and roll. Live presentations, people come up to me afterwards and they'll be really convicted. They'll say, man, I didn't realize I was like singing the words of devil worshipers. And these guys are actual devil worshipers. I can't believe it. You know, what can I, you know, what should I do with my old albums or my old CDs or my old tapes, depending on what years you're talking about, right? Now, a lot of it's so digital. And a lot of times they would say, you know, not a lot of times, but a number of times they'd say, you know, can I just sell it? And I'd say, what are you selling? Like right here says, don't cover their silver and their gold that's on them. I go, well, you're viewing it as poison, right? They say, yeah. I go, what would you be selling to someone? They go, oh, yeah. And almost always it'd be like, I mean, I think every time it'd be, you know what, you're right. Sometimes people come up to me halfway through the discussion before I even say something. They go, you know what? I already know the answer. I got to just get rid of this stuff.
You know, it's interesting. When I came to the Lord, I remember I drove in my car to the beach, and you know, 6 months later I was baptized at the same beach. I had no idea, I'd never been to church before, but I had a Slipknot cover with, you know, on my, you know, flap down or whatever. And I remember as soon as I gave my life to Christ, after watching They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll, I took it and I didn't know what to do with it. I just threw it underneath my seat. And I had a friend borrow my car months later, didn't think anything of it. And then I get into my car, and I always had worship playing when I'd get in my car. Next thing you know, Slipknot's back on. It's resurrected. And I was like, what is this? And then I literally got out of my car and one by one snapped every CD. I was like, that'll never be in this car again. Because I was like, I'm not letting anyone have that again. I didn't Amen. Even think about it. I thought it was gone. Like, amen. The devil trying to sneak into my car, man.
That band, right?
Oh yeah.
Paul. Here's what Paul said about syncretism, pluralism, coexisting. Quote: "Do not be yoked together with unbelievers." Mm. This is the scripture, the word of God, New Covenant, guys. What does righteousness have in common with wickedness? Or what fellowship can light have with darkness? What harmony is there between Christ and Belial? Okay, he mentions the false god. You can mention it in that context. Or what does a believer have in common with an unbeliever? What agreement is there between the temple of God and idols? And obviously none. So-called Lord Jonathan Sacks, the chief rabbi of the United Hebrews congregations, speaking, who does a lot of work and helps lead up the Coexist Foundation. He writes, quote, "God has given us many faiths, but only one world in which to coexist. May your work help all of us to cherish our commonalities and feel enlarged by our differences." So he's saying that God's given us Wicca. God's given us the occult. God's given us Satanism. God's given us, Islam. God's given us Christianity. God's given us Judaism. God's given us Judaism, which rejects Jesus Messiah. God's given us Christianity, which teaches that Jesus is the Son of God and he died for our sins. But God's also given us Islam, which rejects Jesus, Son of God, and says he didn't die for our sins. There's some logical fallacies that are just, blaring red lights that are blinking in our face. This is not logical. It's not biblical, brothers and sisters. We need to reject this. God didn't give us false religion. Satan did. The Bible says, Jesus says, Satan is the father of lies. John 8:44, Jesus says, "You are of your father, the devil, and you want to do his desires, the desires of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. Whenever he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own nature, for he is a liar and the father of lies." The Coexist movement states this, and I just got this off of a Coexist website just sometime back, quote, "We are all brothers and sisters as a family." And this is a New Agey Coexist website. "We are all brothers and sisters, and as a family, we learn to resolve conflict. We learn to identify emotions. We express emotions in a positive way." But you see, the idea there is that we're all really brothers and sisters. That's not what the Bible teaches. Jesus just said to those religious leaders who were rejecting him, "You are of your father, the devil." Jesus said, "You must be born again," in John 3, "to enter the kingdom of God." We have to be reborn as children of God. Galatians chapter 3 talks about how we are children of God through faith. We have to come to faith. We're children of Abraham, he says, through faith. 1 John 3:9-10, which we talked about in a recent episode, makes a distinction, as you point out, Chad, between the children of God and the children of the devil. It says the two are obvious. Those who practice righteousness, that means following God's word and obeying it, are the children of God. Those who practice sin are the devil. In Romans chapter 14, Paul said, "As many as are led by the Holy Spirit are the children of God." And 1 Timothy 4:1-3, this is where false religions come from. When this guy, this Coexist leader, says they're all from God. No, Paul says in 1 Timothy 4:1-3, "But the Spirit explicitly says that in the later times, last days, some will fall away from the faith." That's why it's dangerous, brothers and sisters, because some will fall away from the faith, paying attention to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons by means of hypocrisy, of liars seared in their own consciences, as with a branding iron. Men who forbid marriage, they do that in certain Hindu sects. Catholicism does, yeah. Among their priests, the Hare Krishna movement to a degree, and advocate the abstaining from foods, both Catholicism and the Hare Krishna movement again, which God has created to be gratefully shared in by those who believe and know the truth. And scriptures say that Satan comes as an angel of light, and no wonder, for his ministers transform themselves into ministers of unrighteousness.
Yeah, it's interesting because we just did an episode a week ago today, and that we recorded that on May 14th, which, as you guys well know, when it comes to Israel, that was May 14th, 1948, is the date that Israel became a nation, that Isaiah 66, one of the prophecies, specifically fulfilled, that nation becomes a nation in a day. Right. Israel becomes a nation in a day. And May 14th, just last week, Mr. Francis over there, Papa Francis, as they call him, Pope Francis, was doing what? He was coexisting. All religions come together and pray.
Just talked about it.
And you know what? It's not free of our government, too, because even Donald Trump and Mike Pence did the same thing. All religions on the day of prayer, let's come together. But the fact is, they are praying to false gods. And that's what we have to remember, that these people are duped. These people have fallen under the lie. And I would be honest with you here. most of these religions that people are practicing are simply idolatry repackaged, and most of the idols are simply the thing that they shave in the morning. They will adapt, and a lot of quote-unquote people who would call themselves Christians, they're idolaters too, because they would say things like, well, my God, what Taylor Swift said, my God wouldn't judge homosexuals. Over and over again, you hear this stuff. My God would be accepting of this, and my God, that's your God. It's your idol. You get that your God's hair done. Your God goes to the bathroom.
That's right.
Okay, as Elijah said. And that's exactly what they do. And that is what this is. And that is what Pope Papa Francis over there called people to do, was this religious pluralism coexisting. It's demonic.
It's a huge movement right now, guys.
And it's an usher in of the Antichrist.
That's right. Listen to what Paul said in Acts chapter 13. He's confronted a sorcerer named Elymas. He's a magician. That's what his name actually means as well, who was opposing them and seeking to turn the proconsul away from the faith. And we read in verse 9, Paul said, hey, brother, we're both brothers in Christ. Let's just coexist together and sing kumbaya together. No, we don't read that. It says, but Saul, whose name was known as Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, fixed his gaze on him and said, you who are full of all deceit and fraud, you son of the devil, you enemy of all unrighteousness, will you not cease to make crooked the straight ways of the Lord? Now behold, the hand of the Lord is upon you, and you will be blind and not see the sun for a time. And immediately a mist and a darkness fell upon him, and he went about seeking those who would lead him by the hand. Can you imagine if Paul was with the Pope wow. and the Pope was opposing true evangelical Christianity, and Paul said, you blind guide, and he did that? Paul would be the greatest enemy to the coexistence movement on the earth. That's pretty powerful what happens there. I was reading that. I was thinking, man.
It's so much for tolerance.
I know, exactly. You know,
tolerate truth. That's what you need to tolerate.
And Jesus warned.
That's what they would say.
False prophets would come in his name, and they'd do, you know, false signs and false wonders. False Christ would rise with great signs and wonders, deceiving if possible the elect, right? But Jesus said in Matthew 12:30, he that's not with me is against me. Mm-hmm. He that does not gather with me scatters abroad. You're either gathering with him or you're scattering. And Chad, I'm glad you brought it up, because that's where I think it's good to head in this direction as we're ending the show, is that it is heading toward a world religion. And we talked about that when we referred to the Pope and talked about the Pope a few shows back, is the scriptures tell us that there will be a false prophet that arises in Revelation chapter 13, who speaks like a dragon. In other words, the dragon is Satan. He speaks Satan's words, but he looks like a lamb. He looks like he's tolerant, or he looks like he represents Christ. He looks peaceful, but he speaks the words of the dragon. And it says he will cause people to worship the beast. And when we're looking at the Pope, he's called, you know what? The vicar of Christ. And we pointed out last time we talked, that means vicar means instead of Christ, a substitute for Christ. And the Pope, according to Roman Catholicism, is the substitute for Christ on earth. That's blasphemy. But we pointed out that the term vicar in Greek is anti. And for instance, Antichrist, it speaks of the Antichrist who exalts himself above every so-called God. He's anti in that way, but he also takes a seat in the temple of God, displaying himself as being God. So he comes instead of Christ as a substitute for Christ. Brothers and sisters, watch out for the growth of spiritual deception right before eyes. It's happening right now. Look at Matthew 24. Jesus at least four times warned that the signs of the times would entail great spiritual deception. Make sure you are sticking to Jesus, because those who follow the Antichrist, well, you just read Revelation 19:19-20, and you'll see that the beast, and it says also the false prophet who deceived them with the signs and wonders he did in their presence, they'll be cast alive in the lake of fire. Later, Satan will be cast alive. Later, everyone whose name is not written in the Lamb's Book of Life will be cast in the lake of fire. Stick to Jesus. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. Our lives are a vapor. There'll be an end. They'll be done soon. Bring as many with you as you can. Don't get caught up in pluralism. Don't get caught up in the coexist movement. Stick to Jesus.
Amen.
You've been listening to the Good Fight Radio Show, brought to you by Good Fight Ministries. If you're blessed by this show and would like to partner with us, won't you consider visiting our support page at goodfight.org? Or you can write to us at P.O. Box 2202, Simi Valley, California, 93062, or call us toll-free at 1-866-JC-TRUTH. That's 1-866-528-7884. We hope you'll tune in next time on the Good Fight Radio Show.